of us ladies. So it is Sunday late afternoon, or, you know, early evening, or as Sheldon calls it, pre-evening on the Big Bang Theory. And I'm sitting here, my kids are playing, they're running around. You might hear them laugh from time to time, and you might hear some water splashing. It's summer in South Africa, right? And we're in the middle of a heat wave in Johannesburg. So it's kind of insane. And I know some of my friends are like, you know, dealing with snow every day. It's just crazy. So it is literally the 1st of December. So we've got like 30 days until a new decade hits us. And that for me is just completely baffling. I think back over the past 10 years and it feels to me like it's gone by at lightning speed. And I look at just how my life has changed and how the world has changed. And the one thing that I think really stands out for me about the last decade, the last 10 years, is if I have to sum it up into one word, you know, you'd almost want to think that I was going to say technology or something, or disruption or whatever. And I mean, yes, those are definitely applicable. But if I have to sum it up in one word, I'm going to say convenience. Because if I think back 10 years and I think to where I was and how life was, Instagram wasn't huge. I don't even know that Instagram existed. Shit, I feel now like I should have done the research before I started recording this. But Instagram wasn't huge, and you know, we didn't put a filter on everything and pretend on social media to be living this perfect life. Like, that's really exploded over the last 10 years. Most of us still had digital cameras, if you think about it, and we had to upload things. And if you didn't have things with you, I mean, there was no cloud storage, there was no quickly logging in on your phone and quickly sending stuff to someone. There was none of that, right? If you didn't have it with you, you were kind of snookered. There was no Uber, there was no Lyft, there was no Tinder. There weren't really any of these other amazing services. I know in the US you guys have got Fresh something, I think it's called. You've got a couple of them. Blue Apron. Yeah, in South Africa, we've got a few of them as well. We've got YouCook. I know in the UK, you have them as well, where people deliver, you know, weekly, you subscribe and they deliver fresh ingredients and recipes to your home or your office. And everything is pre-measured for you and you can cook yourself a healthy meal every single night. And it's amazing. And one of the other things that's happened, obviously, is the explosion of social media, is that we've kind of almost put our face-to-face relationships on the back burner. And part of that is because the way that we live and work has changed, and, you know, people immigrate and they go and live somewhere else and we don't see them perhaps ever again. And we also make friends on social media and we become really good friends with people whom we've never met. And I've got a couple of these people and I'm really thankful. And I'm really thankful for social media and the technology that enables me to even speak to you right now, and to even increase my reach and my audience, and to be able to help more people around the world who otherwise I would never get to. You'd never even know about my existence. So it's really, really cool. But there's also, I think, a bit of a dark side to that convenience. And for me, there's really two big things that I've seen. And I could be wrong about this, there could be more. But for me, there's really two that stand out. And one of them, if you look at cyberbullying and you look at all the haters online and just the comments that people sometimes make on social media, you know, there's this convenience and there's this connection that is instant. But people, the convenience, the dark side of the convenience is that people get to hide behind a persona, an online persona. And I think they sometimes forget that it's a real person that they're interacting with. So when they say something mean on Twitter or on Instagram, or they're calling someone out, it really still hurts. The pain is real. You know, it doesn't necessarily feel that way. And you have the convenience, I suppose both ways, of not having to deal with the bullying face to face. But the people doing the bullying also have the convenience of being able to hide behind their devices that they do this with. So that for me is the one thing that's really problematic about the proliferation of social media and technology in our relationships, specifically over the past 10 years. And then the other thing that for me is somewhat problematic is just the fact that we spend a lot of time on social media and using technology, and often that takes us away from the people who are with us, who are right under our noses. So what I'd like to ask you to do, as we're getting ready, and I'm going to be writing about this for Future Females. I'm already busy writing the article that's going to be published in December, and I'll write some things for Thrive Global as well, just around planning and setting goals for a new decade and some of the things that we need to let go of. And I'll record some podcast episodes about it as well. But on the topic of convenience, what I'd like you to think about is basically culling the herd when it comes to your friends and the convenience of online relationships. So there's really two things that I'd like you to look at as we go into this new decade, because we can choose to stay on this hamster wheel and nothing's going to change, right? We're just going to keep running and running and running. It's a revolving door. We can choose to stay on the hamster wheel, or we can choose to get off or find some kind of healthy medium. So the convenience with social media and social media relationships is that we get spared some of the heartbreak and the hurt feelings of unfriending some people and unfollowing some people. So I'd like you to ask you to, number one, think about the people who are really not good for you, people who are negative, who are spreading hate, who are not doing anything to contribute positively to your life or the world in general. People who generally aren't kind, they're mean-spirited, all those frenemies, all of those people that you convinced yourself you need to keep up with or keep an eye on, absolutely anyone who's bad for you, whether it's a public figure or a friend or someone from high school or college, I don't know, just unfriend them, unfollow them, cull the herd, get the hell rid of them, please, for your own sanity. The second thing I would like to ask you to do is to start curating your tribe. So be very discerning around the people who are really good for you, who build you up, who motivate you, who make you laugh, who inspire you to do better and be better, and really make a concerted effort to spend more time with those people, preferably in the same place and time and space, like in real life. And if that's not possible because of geography, then obviously FaceTime and social media is fine. But put in a concerted effort to spend more time with the people who light you up, and just see what a difference that's going to make to your happiness around your interpersonal relationships. So cull the herd, curate your tribe, and remember that in this herd culling that's going to be happening, you might be collateral damage as well, right? So someone might decide to unfriend or unfollow you, and that's also fine. And it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you're a negative person or you're bringing them down. And maybe some of the people that you're going to be culling from your herd also aren't necessarily negative or bringing you down. You know, sometimes we just grow apart. We want different things in life. We evolve differently. We're on a different path, and we have very little in common. And that's really also okay. So take some time as you're culling the herd, so to speak. Be very mindful about your intentions behind why you're doing it. Is it because you feel the person is emotionally draining and they're negative and they're bad for you? Or is it because you feel that they really just are on a different path and you guys have grown apart and that's okay? And then release those people with love. You know, thank them, say a little prayer, thank them for their part in your journey and for the meaning that they've had to you, and then let them go with love. And cull the herd and curate your tribe and spend some time, make a commitment to yourself and to the people who really matter to you. Spend some time actually connecting with those people and building each other up and building those relationships. I'll chat to you again.